Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Woo-hoo! Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Thursday. I just like that vibe for Thursday.
Thursday. That's kind of how I feel. Like a
Thursday.
Ooh. Okay.
Thursday. It's like you remind me of Memories. Cats. Oh, that's Cats, the musical.
You remind me of, have you seen the movie Sing? The animated movie?
The animated movie with like the pig?
Yeah, they sing happy birthday and the elephant like takes it over. She's like, happy birthday! And everyone's like, what the fuck?
Everyone's like, okay, chill.
Yeah, like, yes. It's not about you, okay? No, it's about grandma, me. Okay?
It's literally me. It's always about me when I'm singing.
Well, it's our show, so.
It's our show. We can do what we want. Happy Thursday. What's up, what's up? We are recording on a Thursday, so we're living the day at the same time as you.
Yes.
And we're happy to be here. We're happy to be chilling. We're happy to be beside our bestie, Pink Whitney.
So happy.
We love our bestie, Pink Whitney. We first of all, part of the fun thing about Pink Whitney being our presenting bestie is that we get to have it on deck with us at all times, right next to us. We have this cutie little setup going, which I'm obsessed with. It makes it feel like we're in a nightclub.
You know?
Like I feel like we're at a table. here's our setup, and we can get crunk at any moment.
Yeah, that is so true.
Which is amazing.
And like you could just take these back at any second. It's like a little tempting, honestly.
It really, every time it's here, it's like, damn, that sounds like a good idea right now, but maybe not. But maybe it is early.
11 a.m.
We'll think about it. But regardless, Pink Whitney, obviously one of the most delicious flavored vodkas we have in the world.
Yep.
Pink lemonade flavored. It's fabulous. It looks fabulous. It's a great mixer. It's great on its own. Mm-hmm. And we love Pink Whitney to death.
Yep. And they have a new Pink Whitney 20-pack shot bucket, perfect for any party occasion or group gathering. Imagine you pull up with two freaking buckets of Pink Whitney shooters.
Hell yeah.
People will be bowing down to you. You'll be the king of the party, the queen of the party. Mm-hmm. And there's a size for every occasion, a variety of small sizes to grab and go, and larger sizes to share, gift, or enjoy in your home bar. And there's all ways to drink Pink Whitney, whether it's a shot or a mixed shot shooter. You can do a lead, which is a pink tea, Pink Whitney peach snaps, and sweet and sour mix, which is delicious. You can do a little Pink Whitney with a white Red Bull, a little Pink Whitney with a blue Red Bull, whatever floats your boat. They're the fastest brand to hit 1 million cases in the last 5 years, and they are the number one flavored vodka, and 50% of Pink Whitney drinkers are female.
Yeah, they are.
So make sure
girls drink.
Yep, the girlies. The girlies love Pink Whitney, take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo, love. Also, it's Thursday night.
Thirsty
Thursday. Get out. Treat yourself. Make a little cocktail. Either sit on the couch or go out. Do whatever. Have a good time. Have a good time with Pink Whitney. Shout out. We love you so much. Kind of a lot going on. Like a few things we'll be able to discuss. We've got all kinds of hubbub on New Heights, which we can discuss. We'll be silly. We've got the aftermath of the games, which is, of course, just a bunch of photos from the games, which is exciting. And, you know, we can wipe off our clown makeup because nothing happened on January 29th, Year of the Snake, Lunar New Year, even though I really thought it would. Really bummed about that. But something also awful happened last night that we would be remiss not to bring up. Late last night, everyone's seen it at this point, was a American Airlines flight was landing at Reagan International Airport, and a helicopter crashed into it, and everybody died. It's horrible.
Has there been any survivors?
I mean, again, that was a generalization. There were a lot of people who died.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely horrible.
Still
unimaginable.
No survivors. All passengers feared dead.
Oh, God.
It's just so awful. Like, it's scary. Like, it's just kind of like how... How does that happen?
I do not understand how that happens. This plane was feet from the runway.
It's like a U.S. Army.
Yeah, it was a military copter
too.
Yeah,
which is crazy. And like
strange.
We were saying that, like the U.S. figure skating, a lot of the like the coaches, family members, athletes were on that flight.
They were coming in from Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, they had returning home from the National Development Camp held in conjunction with the U.S. Figure Skating Championship in Wichita, Kansas. So awful. Several members of our skating community.
Absolutely
just
makes
so
me sick.
Awful.
It's terrible. It, I, and it's I really
just,
can't.
Yeah, it's just like, it's something that you can't even imagine really happening.
No.
You know?
And I really, truly don't understand how things like this happen. I mean, you know, I don't know. Whenever I like talk about death or think about death, it's just, it's so out of your control that it's, you know, makes everybody uneasy, of course. But it's like, you know, it's just horrible. Like how and why do these things happen? And
yeah.
It's, you know, it's hard to focus on other things when now, you know, obviously the news cycle for a while will be about this, and then it'll start raising questions. People get political about it. People, you know, try to pass blame and whatever. And it's, but really it's how the fuck did this happen? Like that
yeah.
is, I would love to know.
Yeah.
I'd love to know. And I'm sure these poor people and their families would love to know as well.
Yeah. It's Did you see that video of like the person with like a camera in that guy's face? And
oh
they're like,
God,
can you show us the text?
That was whoever that is.
Like,
I hope you never sleep again.
Yeah,
like that,
literally.
Like, you know, with guilt for what you did. Some poor man was waiting at the airport for his wife who happened to be on the plane. He's clearly not processing exactly what just happened. He's like, I just hope. He basically was,
he was like, I just hope someone's pulling her out of the river.
Pulling her out of the river or whatever. Like, he was almost kind of like just speaking and not really registering.
Yeah.
And the reporter asked to see his phone and the last text they sent to each other. And
like, it literally reminds me of that movie, Nightcrawler. Or like they'll like literally do anything for like the perfect news opportunity, and it's just so sad. Like,
it's so sick, really.
Yeah, it's sick.
It's sick. And it's a testament, one, to the kind of people, what people will do for you know, to sell a video like that, or to be the person with that kind of video. And then it also shows that there, people have no boundaries. Like, they, people don't have that, like, especially reporters and things, like a lot of them don't have those kind, the kind of respect that comes with, you know, okay, this, like, that man was taken advantage of.
Yeah.
He was not even registering that his wife may be dead and someone's shoving a camera in his face, asking him questions. He's saying stuff flippantly. He's not realizing what's going on. He's showing his phone. They're making him show his phone. Got bright lights in his face.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucked up. Like,
it's
so
awful.
Inappropriate. And I hope that there were repercussions for that, because that poor man, I can't imagine. And then imagine he's, you know, people see that video, they see his family and friends see that video, and they're like, wait, what? Like, I don't even know. Like, it's just, it's unimaginable.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. It's really, really scary and sad and just so awful.
Awful.
Our hearts go out to everyone's families and everyone.
Absolutely. I hope they
involved.
Can find answers.
Yeah, me too.
I hope they can find answers and find peace somehow. I mean,
just
an awful thing. So keep them in your thoughts. Just awful.
Yeah.
You know, we've had quite the week. Yesterday, also earlier in the day, the newer episode of New Heights came out, and it seems as if we have broken the fourth wall.
Yeah,
and it is true that maybe these people, and by these people I mean like Travis, Jason, Taylor, don't know as much as we think they do.
Right, right,
because we're in our own world. The fuck ass filter has been brought to the attention.
Has been exposed.
Yeah, it's been exposed.
Their faces when the girl on the voicemail said fuck ass filter, they're like, huh?
They're like, what?
Literally, what?
It's,
and then they just couldn't grasp the concept of the name fuck ass filter. They're like, what is, like, what do you,
what
does
that
mean? Like, they're
well,
like, it's
a chronically online term. Is what it is. Like, fuck ass used in that way is an online thing.
Yeah,
like, I don't. I'll say that around people that I know will know that. But, like, I wouldn't say that around,
like, fuck-ass Bob.
Yeah, like a fuck-ass Bob, right.
Yeah.
Like girls, younger girls who are online all the time know it. Like, my friends probably don't know that.
Right. Because
they're not as online as we are. But, so, yes, for those who aren't aware, Taylor has a specific camera that she uses. Nobody knows what, well, people, I think, have figured out, like, what kind of camera it is. But she has this camera she uses. She's always taking photos. And then she'll usually give the photos to one of her friends to post. And this time it was Ashley. It's Ashley.
And it always has the same filter on it.
The same filter.
The same,
effect.
Like, retro vintage filter,
And by the way, I love that filter because it
makes,
smooths every line, makes everyone look beautiful.
Makes
like
everyone look glowing, slay. It's like that photo booth filter that the Kardashians use. You know, that's
exactly,
like,
that
literally
smooths your face. So whatever they're using, it's become the trademark of Taylor to know that, like, that photo was taken by Taylor or from her phone or from her camera, whatever, because you recognize the filter of it all. And people have made jokes and they're like, oh, look at her, that fuck ass filter.
There goes again. Yeah.
There she is with that fuck ass filter.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to describe fuck ass in this way. Like,
yeah.
if you don't already know it. Like, it's just...
Because it's not supposed to be, like, a derogatory term, not, but it seems like it is.
Right. It seems like we're talking shit, but we're not. It's almost like a... Like, oh, there she goes again.
Yeah. Just because it's kind of like the rep bodysuit. Like,
same, right. Same idea where it's like this fucking thing again. And that's like the energy that it is. But it's not negative at all.
Yeah, no.
And so it's just funny. And so for that girl to leave a voicemail, it also did make me, I had like dreams in the night of us leaving like a joint voicemail for New Heights.
Oh my God.
Maybe one day. Yeah. So this girl, she calls in, she leaves a voicemail directing her thoughts at the two producers.
Mm-hmm. Brandon and Jake.
And she was asking them, how does it feel to have gotten the fuck ass filter treatment? Like, mm-hmm. you were in some photos. And then they went on to explain meeting Taylor and having a good time with her, which we can get into in a second. But they were cracking up. They knew what she was talking about. Brandon and Jake knew.
Oh.
And Travis and Jason did not. So because they were laughing, being like, oh, yeah, it's the filter from her camera. Like, they explained it, but they kind of yada past it.
Oh, they knew. But I don't think Taylor was involved.
No, Taylor doesn't. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean, sorry. Only Brandon and Jake knew what this girl was talking about. Yes. Sorry. They knew what she was talking about, but Travis and Jason had no idea talking about.
And Travis was like, I'm kind of online, too. Like, I see everything.
He was, like, insulted that he wasn't in on it.
Yeah.
And so,
which I thought was cute because, like, he like likes to know everything.
Of course,
you know?
Hilarious, right? It's like, Travis, you don't want to be this deep. Yeah, this is. It would be weird if you were this deep. Yeah. So I'm actually glad that he doesn't know about the fuck ass filter. That would be, but if he did, I think like it would be safe to assume Taylor does as well.
Yeah.
And the fact that he doesn't makes me think maybe she doesn't.
No, definitely not.
But also, that could be something that, like, why would she explain that to him? You know what I mean? Like, she might know it. Yeah. But
I feel like she'd be like, oh, like. Because they have taken pictures on that camera before, like, to be like, oh, yeah, like, my fans always, like, make fun of. Or, like, give me shit for, like, this filter or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like, that's also, like, not something that, like, comes up naturally, I feel like.
Definitely not. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I thought it was very funny, their reactions. Like, they just couldn't grasp the concept. Even after Brandon and Jake, like, explained it, they were kind of, like, just didn't understand, like, that they meant, like, the filter of the camera.
Yeah.
It was very funny interaction between all of them. But it definitely was, like... like, is this play about us type of thing? Like,
yes, 100%.
Watching them talk about it, and I can't even imagine how that girl felt knowing that her voicemail got picked. But
shout out to
Brandon and Jake, because they really know their stuff.
They know their stuff. Proud of them for that.
And I will say, their story about meeting Taylor made me feel better about, you know, how people always ask us, like, oh, what would you do if you ever met her?
Yeah, I totally
agree. I'd be like, oh, like, I would die, throw up, whatever.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better because the way that they explained it was like, oh, she, like, went up to them and was like, Brandon and Jake, like, it's so nice to finally meet you guys. Like, it's about time, like, we met.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, Travis was like, she's so good at breaking the ice.
Right.
And they were like, she was incredible. Like, she was so sweet, whatever. Of course, like, everyone literally sings her praises when they meet her. But that made me feel better. Like,
if there's like a
0.0000000.1% chance that we meet her.
Yeah.
I feel like less pressure now.
Same. So, right. So Travis said, I could not agree more. Because Brandon and Jake were like, we were going in and it was like, it was unexpected. Like, we knew we were going to see her, but we weren't sure exactly what capacity or like how or whatever. And they said they were waiting outside the door. And one of them, I forget which one said to which, being like, you got boogers in your nose. Get them out. Like, stop. Like, fix your face right now. We're about to meet Taylor Swift. And that they were really nervous going in. But they also thought to themselves, like, oh, there's no way she knows who we are. Like, we're going to have to introduce ourselves and we're going to have to do whatever. But they said as soon as they walked in, she like ran over to them both, names first and whatever. And Travis, I said, she's really good at breaking the ice and she's a professional. And I was like, that is so true about her. And I bet that that's why people feel so good after meeting her and being like, she's so nice, she's so down to earth, this, that, whatever, because she is a personable person. And I think that she definitely I would go as far as say she definitely goes out of her way to make sure that people are comfortable around her. Because she is the monster on the hill a little bit sometimes. She never wants to be the monster.
No, of course.
But
she's
the most
famous person.
Like, you know, it's like
the elephant in the room, I guess. Yeah.
Right. Like, what else do you do or say? And when you are that person, you know that everyone's going to be weird about it until you're not weird about it. And then the second you're not, like, it seems like she does, people get comfortable. And then they're like, oh, you know what? You're normal just like us.
Yeah.
You know? But it was cute. Congrats to them for, yeah, for getting seriously. To meet her. How exciting.
Travis said also that she listens to every episode.
Oh my God, how cute is that?
Yeah,
how
which cute is cute. Is yeah.
I really like that. Like, I'll say this. I don't know if I would listen to every episode of like
my boyfriend's podcast. Yeah. No.
Maybe if it was like early days.
Yeah.
But especially when it's like about sports and stuff.
Well,
like
you can just tell that she's like so obsessed with him.
Of course. Like maybe she just wants to hear his voice. Well, yeah. I mean, I wonder if Taylor like listens to podcasts. You know what
I
mean? Like,
I wonder.
Maybe this is her one and only pod that she listens to.
Yeah, because like sometimes they do have to do distance. So I mean, I'm sure it is nice to like hear his voice through the pod.
Absolutely.
And like just to know what he's talking about. Like see if like I get brought up at all or whatever. You know,
definitely.
See if he talks about me.
So almost like she's prepared. You know.
Yeah. But I thought that was so
cute.
Yeah.
Very supportive, very sweet.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just like informative, you know. Also too, here's a question. Because we do podcasts and we have friends who do podcasts. Your boyfriend does podcasts. I've had boyfriends who do podcasts.
Ooh.
It seems like I would say that I used to listen to everybody's podcasts, so then if I were to see them, I would know already, like they wouldn't have to repeat stories
right.
or something. That was kind of like my thought process in like listening.
Mm.
But then sometimes I'll be with people that have podcasts, friends, and they'll go to tell a story and I'll have already heard it on the podcast and then I'll feel bad.
Just have to listen to it all over again?
Because I have to listen to it again, or I'll be like, oh, I heard you say it on the podcast, and then it kind of takes the wind out of
their
sails.
Yeah.
So I've stopped listening to people's podcasts so that I can react organically
right.
to their stories and stuff. But I wonder, though, like with Travis and Jason, obviously Travis's whole life right now is football, but a large chunk of it is New Heights. And so I'm sure that it's helpful for her to already know what they were talking about, so she can be like, oh, I heard on the show you talk about this, and then they can have like an extended conversation based on what they talked about on the pod, you know what I mean, like instead of him having to repeat himself doubly, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's not his number one thing, so it's like it's good for her to know. Am I making sense? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Just from like a conversation standpoint.
Yeah.
What I mean?
You don't want everything to be taken away, you know?
Right. But then you also want, like, he's busy. He can't be repeating the same 10 stories and like having to explain all the jokes and the inside stuff.
Yeah.
It's like better to be in the know.
Right.
I wonder if Kylie listens to all the podcasts.
No, I highly doubt it.
No way.
She's
busy with her own.
She probably hears it like as they're recording, or at least from Jason's side, because they're wearing headphones.
Absolutely.
But
I love the show, though. I love New Heights. It's a good,
they do such a good job with that show. It's crazy.
It is. Shout out to their producers, and they have a female. Who's the girl? There's a girl, Swifty, that works for them too, that helps them with stuff. I don't know her name.
I forget. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Find
honestly.
Out. She deserves a shout out as well.
Yeah. Well, shout out to her.
Shout out to her. We'll find out her name before next time. Gia, I walked in today to a lovely little surprise on my desk. And that surprise, of course, are diamond stud earrings from Steven Singer.
How exciting.
Diamonds are a
girl's best friend.
But we love Steven Singer so much, obviously. We talk every week about the 24 karat gold dipped roses that are a fabulous gift for Valentine's Day, which is coming up. Get your orders in. We love it, especially the red rose is so stunningly beautiful. But Steven Singer also sent us our little earrings, and I couldn't be happier. How exciting.
I'm
how
so
fun.
Excited, yeah.
Just a really good bestie.
Yeah.
Me too. I don't have any real diamond earrings.
Yeah.
You know, I've got all kinds of fake stuff, but very, very exciting. And they really pull it out for us. And so we love Steven Singer, even though their website is I Hate Steven Singer. We love
Steven Singer. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the perfect Valentine's gift is the real 24 karat gold dipped rose. Steven's 24 karat dipped rose start at just $59, and this red rose won't wilt or die, and the red is a perfect pick for your first rose.
Yay.
It's unique, sentimental, and lasts a lifetime, and you can even build a bouquet over the years and share special moments. Imagine looking at a beautiful, everlasting bouquet, remembering all of the memories. So beautiful. And the new color to collect is a mesmerizing peacock teal.
Mesmerizing peacock teal.
Just to let you know, we've been mesmerized by it.
We're mesmerized
every day.
Every day we're mesmerized.
So go now to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in real gold from a real jeweler you can trust. Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
Also, coming out from the game, obviously a bunch of photos. Ashley Avignon posted a bunch of them on Taylor's behalf.
Yeah.
Cute photos. The fan.
Yeah. This fan in an Eagles hat. Ooh. Ooh. Kissing her on the cheek. Te voodoo.
Ooh.
I know.
Gee, I just got chills. If the Eagles win, like that photo. Oh, I'm posting that photo everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But she said, the singer, the moment any Swift fan would dream of happened, the singer walked up to them and introduced herself, which Viscount still finds funny, gave him a hug. She asked them how they knew her boyfriend, and Parmenter started telling her stories about their college days. Swift wanted a photo of herself with all of Travis Kelce's old friends, and after it was taken, she announced she would take a photo with anyone who wanted one.
Ooh.
Which was nice.
Love that.
That was Viscount's opening to get her Swiftie selfie. She waited for me to fumble around with my phone very graciously, and then she kissed me on my cheek, Viscount says. I will probably never wash my face again.
Hell yeah.
Which is funny.
Neither would I.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting for this fan.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
This is the other meeting opportunity. So, like, we either walk in, she knows both of our names. And it's all good. Right. Or we walk up to her and she graciously watches as we fumble our phones around and kisses us on the cheek. Goodbye. Both good options.
Yeah,
for our first meeting one day.
I find it so just it's just crazy. Like every interaction people have with her, like they're just like she was so nice. The fact that she was like I'll take a photo with anyone who wants one is just so nice because everybody wants one.
She gives so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would love just for her. I would love for her one day to just like lash out and be having a bad day.
Like, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Like just like a diva moment. Like, yeah. I would love just for her to get some of that aggression out. But I don't even think she's got like a diva bone in her body like in that way. You know what I mean? She's just so kind and gracious and that's all we ever hear is how kind and gracious she is. And it must be true, you know?
So this fan, this girl, I guess she's from Delaware, Nicole Viscount. And she is engaged to Craig Parmenter, who's a former college football teammate of both Swift's boyfriend and Kansas City Chief tight end, Travis Kelce.
Oh, so she's like in
the group. Brother, Jason Kelce.
She's like a part of the crew. She's like a friend of a friend.
Yeah, a friend of a friend.
Cool. Wow.
So I guess that's why Taylor, it says Taylor wanted a photo of herself with all of Travis Kelce's old friends.
Cute.
So the fiance was one of the old friends, which is very cute.
That is so sweet. Wow. Oh, and how fun that Travis had all his old friends.
Yeah, that's very fun. All the old teammates.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's
fun. Man, how fun is it to like be so good at football? You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, right?
And just like always be playing like the most exciting games and winning and having everyone in the suite and like, oh, just what a fun thing.
She said, so when Swift greeted her in the suite, "Hi, I'm Taylor," which is also so funny. She always introduces herself.
It is hilarious.
And that's just so nice. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's just,
it's just so normal.
So normal.
Because that's normal what you do. Well, I bet she strikes me as someone that would think it's like presumptuous or pompous to not to assume that they know who she is, even though everybody knows who she is. But like, you know what I mean?
It's just so crazy. Wow, what a lucky girl.
Everybody's lucky.
Yeah,
everyone's lucky. Oh my God, breaking news. I completely forgot that we haven't confirmed. We're gonna be on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, we are going to be
New Orleans. New Orleans jazz music. Yeah.
Wow, mine was so much better than yours.
Good.
That was really good.
I forgot what I was doing. Yeah. Like, I just was making noise. Okay. Like I forgot that it needed to be jazz. That was so good. Yeah. There's literally a saxophone in the studio.
I feel like Louis Armstrong.
That was so good. Yeah. Wow, holy shit. Yes, we are going to New Orleans for a couple of days. We won't be there. Well, Gia might be there for the game.
Yeah,
but
I am going to be there for the game.
You'll be there for the game.
I don't think I'm going to be in the stadium as of right now, but I will be at the game, yes.
Very exciting. Are you pumped up?
I'm very pumped up.
Whole fam's going,
right? It's hard to even be pumped up. Like, I'm just so unbelievably nervous and scared. Like, my whole TikTok For You page is just Philadelphia Eagles edits.
Of course.
And I'm just like, I can't believe it's just, there's just so much on the line. I just feel like the whole week I'm just going to be like so on edge, but also so excited because there's so much I want to see and do. Mm-hmm. And also like, we're going to do such fun stuff. So like, oh my God, it's going to be a jam packed week.
It's going to be a jam packed week. I'm very excited.
Is this your first time in NOLA?
No, it's my second. Okay. My second actually in the last couple of months. Remember I was down there for Clemmer's Rat Race.
Oh, right.
Which actually comes out in a couple and over the Super Bowl. So get excited for
perfect.
That. Perfect. And because it's in New Orleans, so it's a whole thing. But that was my first time there, and it was a quick trip then too, like a quick turnaround. So I did get to go to like a fun little jazz bar. I walked on Bourbon Street and like went to a couple other places. Good food.
You know everywhere. What I want? I'm so ready for
what?
Seafood boil.
Listen, it
get
is
that crawfish.
It's on another woo-hoo! Level. You know what?
Whoa, I don't know where that
okay,
came from.
Okay, Big Mama. Get yourself a little jambalaya. That's fucking
I'm
crazy.
So excited for crawfish.
It
oh
is
my
delicious.
God.
It's delicious.
I had some in Baton Rouge when I went to LSU. Yeah. And I think I might have ate like 3 pounds. Well, because they're so small.
They're so
you're
small.
Just
yeah, you can eat it.
Slurping
eat
them back.
Of them.
Oh, God, they're so good. And at Fred's, they served it with cane sauce.
Ooh,
oh, my God. It was
what?
Fire.
That
yeah.
sounds so
it
good.
Was, yeah, I can't damn. Wait. I want a good ass seafood boil for sure.
Yes.
That's like the number one thing on my list.
It's really fantastic.
And a beignet.
I had a po' boy last time I was there.
I want to try a po' boy. I've never had a po' boy.
On point.
Yeah.
Oh God. It
TJ
was good.
Found this like hole in the wall seafood joint, and I'm so ready.
That's
like,
gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
It's gonna
yeah.
be really, really good.
Yeah.
When I was there, I was lucky that Megan making money
oh,
was there.
Oh yeah.
She's from Louisiana, so she brought
she knows
us
all
to,
the good spots.
She knew the good spot, or she
yeah.
knew a couple good places, but she brought us to one like a divey bar, and it had, the food was
yeah.
insane. Like
yeah,
it was
if,
just
if,
really,
if,
really
if
good.
Anyone's listening, let us know. Good, like low key,
yeah.
areas
like
and
a dinner
spots.
Spot,
yeah,
a lunch
yeah,
spot.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
spots
yeah.
that you know won't pop up on when you Google like best food near me.
Right, exactly.
You know,
yes.
let us know because
love some
yeah
some suggestions.
I feel like it's gonna be a big eating week for me.
Big eating
yep,
week. Oh,
yep.
And I'm jealous. You're gonna really be able to like.
I'm gonna be Ohio's
you're gonna
plate.
Be, yeah. You're
Should I cut that?
No. Absolutely not. Leave that in. Absolutely leave that in. Ohio's played. Ohio's eight.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, you really are. You're going to just really be loving it. And I am jealous, but I also... Here's the thing with the Super Bowl. Like, obviously, a ton of people from Barstool are going for different reasons. And we're just going on our own. We're going
yeah,
separate
yeah.
from everybody else. And so... So we're just, you know, and there's no reason really for me to be there except for a couple days. And now I'm starting to get FOMO and jealous about, like, you know, the fun of the weekend.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to see what my
I doubt I even do
doing.
Anything. Like, I hope I get invited to something. Hopefully Pat Savage can,
oh,
can
yeah,
sneak
that's right.
me
He's,
onto a list or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like,
there
I
is,
don't.
There is a New Heights party happening. We won't say when because I don't know. About, I don't know. Mm. There is a New Heights party happening. We are not invited.
No.
No invitation.
They said the
for
creepy
us.
The creepy stalker girls. No.
No, thank you. No,
the creepy
thank
girls
you.
Who think they're friends with Taylor Swift. No, no,
absolutely
no,
no, not.
Thanks.
No, no, no. We just don't. We didn't get invited, and we have a couple people I think that are going. I don't know who's all going, but they got invited in different ways, like not through Barstool. So I don't know what's going on with that, but we will of course be commenting on it.
Of course.
Regardless. And then we're also recording an episode while we're down.
Yes.
And we'll do a little vlog as usual. So I'm just pumped up. I love when we get to do stuff for the
yeah,
pod,
me too.
You know what I mean?
I like when we get to bop around.
To get out and about.
Yeah,
yeah
me
it's
too.
So fun. And I think it's really good that we're going. Because we didn't go last year to Vegas when it was her first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And now it's her second. And, you know, prayers up. Who knows if there's going to be another one. You know
right.
what I mean? So it's like, we got to go. We got to experience
yeah.
the Swifty.
That's actually
the
a really
Swifty
good point.
Side of the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I had no interest in going last year with Vegas, too. Like,
neither
I just,
I, to be
I hate Vegas more than anything in
yeah.
the entire world.
It's a
cesspool.
It really is. And it's like a sinkhole. Like you get.
It's just like.
It's like the Twilight Zone in there.
Unless you are bawling the fuck out.
Yeah.
Then it's really nice. Like if you're staying at like the Wynn or like the Aria, whatever. Like
sure,
obviously
sure.
it's so nice. But like the place where I stayed, It felt like I was in the Lotus Hotel. If you know Percy Jackson, then you know. But
oh, right.
It's like where you eat the lotus flower, and like 1 minute is like 5 hours. You
yes,
know, like
yes.
It goes by way quicker than you think.
Yeah.
I would go somewhere and come back, and like the same like decrepit old man smoking a cigarette,
yes,
would be like playing the slots, and I'm just like, damn, like this is just kind of like sad.
It's depressing.
And then
it's a sad place.
Yeah, you can't walk anywhere. You have to go walk upstairs and then walk through a tunnel to go up to the other side of the street, and then walk up, then go through a tunnel to go back to the other side of the street. You can't cross the street. You
it
have
is
to go
crazy.
Up and over. It's
not being able to cross the street is one of the weirder things.
You
in
would
Vegas.
Think
I don't
in
understand.
A, in a,
did you say at the Cosmo?
My the friend. Bellagio.
Oh, Bellagio.
Yeah.
And my friends and I stayed at the Cosmo, and I think we had drinks at the Bellagio, though, because it's close. Same thing, because we did that whole thing. We did, you know, well, I think it's everywhere, but
yeah,
we stayed at the Cosmo, and it was like that. I felt like I was in some sort of, like, time warp. Yeah, like
and
a,
the Bellagio
a
has
sort.
A zoo on the grounds.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh, let me go see it. Like, I love zoos. I legitimately wanted to call PETA the second I walked onto the premises. The cages were literally like 2x4s with like these beautiful big cats that were just panting in the heat. Like, it's just so sad.
Horrible.
Like, they have nowhere to walk. They're pacing back and forth and they're tiny little things. I was like, oh my God, like, free them. Like,
it's
somebody needs
up.
To free them.
I know.
It's so I was just like
place.
I'm never going back.
Yeah, no, I've been the one time and one was enough for me.
Yeah, I've been twice and I was like I'm good.
Yeah, but so yeah, not going to that was fine. We didn't care about that at all.
Yeah.
Also, too, like there's less of a chance of like, you know, like the reason I'm excited about going to New Orleans for this is because we remember how much they showed out for Taylor when Taylor
yes.
was in town.
Yeah.
Right. So I have a feeling that there will be a similar vibe definitely for the Super Bowl, but I also think there's going to be some Taylor stuff like that concert only just happened a few months ago. I'm sure
yeah.
it got leftover
there
leftover garb
be.
You know, so I think that like there's gonna be merch on the streets, there's gonna be like, you know, the performers doing crazy things, and you know, so I'm interested just to see what's going on, what's happening.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
So I think that'll be really fun. And yes,
I feel
we're gonna
like
record an episode while we're there.
New Orleans just does it up no matter what it is,
big time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that'll be really cool, I think. And so you guys will be able to enjoy that when we're back. Yeah. What else? Was there something else?
Not really. There's Mary J. Blige.
Oh, Mary J. Blige saying wonderful things about
yeah.
Taylor.
They was talking about. She said yeah. it said Mary J. Blige reveals to People that she was shocked Taylor Swift invited her to perform at the 1989 tour. Mm-hmm. She said, just to let you know how it happened, Taylor called me. She was like, I want you to come on tour. I was shocked. I was like, oh, Taylor Swift likes Mary J. Blige. When I went to do the songs with her, I thought she was really down-to-earth person. I mean, so sweet, so nice. And I think what connects is exactly that. I think her ability to express herself through her songs and what she's dealing with is what our connection is what... Sorry. And what she's dealing with is what is our connection.
Oh, love.
Because I do the same thing.
Obsessed.
Which is very nice. She also said, like...
Love Mary J. Blige. Love.
Love Mary J. Blige.
Love her.
The song that they sang together.
They
Doubt.
Sang one of her songs. Yeah, yeah, right?
And
yeah.
She said something.
I remember that
She
clip.
Said
it's
something
a,
about,
she
like,
sings
the song.
That song. Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, Mary, obviously, as well. But Taylor does a really good job when she sings it.
I forget where I saw the quote, but it was something with Mary J. Blige talking about how they sang the song Doubt together and, like, how the song is kind of about, like, you know, self-love and pushing yourself and, like, loving yourself and how, like, she thinks that song was like perfect for Taylor because like Taylor like is so good with her fans and like so open about like her like vulnerabilities yeah. and stuff.
Absolutely. And I think too,
where did I see that?
I saw that
unless
too.
I just made that up.
No, I saw that too. And because this Mary J. Blige thing I think happened like last week. Like I saw a couple, the thing you're talking about I saw last week, and then the new one that came out like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. It was Mary J. Blige's caption of her TikTok. She said,
got it.
I wrote Doubt to inspire others to kick their insecurities and self-doubt to the curb because you're stronger than all your trials and tribulations.
Yes.
It was an honor to take the stage with my girl. Okay,
hell
so she
yeah.
didn't actually say like anything about like Taylor, but...
But that is like, you're you know, you're using
yeah.
context clues.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That makes complete sense. No, I love it. And can I... Wait, I have to say. So, hilarious, right? That... or not hilarious, sorry. That's not the right word to say. Mary J. Blige, her reaction to getting a call from Taylor Swift and going to perform and her being like, oh, wow, she's a fan of me. Like, this yeah. is great. And then Taylor knowing and whatever and like being cool and like all that's great. Just makes me think of like Robbie Williams.
And yeah, how, totally.
How he thought that Taylor didn't know how popular he yeah. was. Like, I can't get over that.
Yeah, like, I guess because they just assume she's like young.
I guess.
That they like don't know who they are.
I guess, but like what a crazy thing to say. Like, yeah. he said it recently. I'm like, I know. What the fuck? Like, I can't, for him to be like, I don't think she knew when she called me up. I don't think she really knew like who I was.
Yeah.
She definitely knows who you are, bro. Like,
it's more like her demographic maybe might not know who you are. Right. Like her younger fans. And like her younger fans may not really know Mary J. Blige, like, but like everyone knows Mary J. Blige, like everyone knows Robbie Williams.
Of course. But yeah, no, I cannot stop thinking about that crazy
very
thing.
Funny.
But I like how Mary J. Blige spoke about it.
Yeah.
Love her.
Shout out Mary J.
Major shouts.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah,
I think that's.
Wait, before we jump into voicemails and DMs.
Perf.
I saw Sunset Boulevard last night on Broadway with Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, how was it?
Beyond belief.
Like, really?
Beyond
I gotta get,
words.
I'm so behind on plays.
Kelly, you would love it.
Ooh, I have to see it.
It's so, I'm
don't
not
tell
gonna,
me anything. Yeah, I'll go
you
see it.
You go in, like, not looking
okay.
anything up.
Okay.
Nicole Scherzinger.
I love her.
Tony.
Good, love it. Obsessed.
Unbelievable.
You know that, I was talking about this at dinner last night, because Feidelberg's a play guy, and so he's got his finger on the pulse with the plays.
Of course.
And he said, right now, like, happening this year in the next 6 months or so, all of these, like, major actor, actress,
yeah,
celebrities
so
are coming
crazy.
Out plays. Clooney is coming out with something
Nick
in a couple
Jonas
weeks.
Is doing Jonas. In the last 5 years.
Hugh Jackman has his thing going on.
Apparently Miley is going to be doing Cabaret.
Miley wants to do.
That's a huge rumor.
Big thing. There's going to be like some of the, and the way John was so pumped about it. He was like,
Charlie D'Amelio doing Charlie and Juliet. And then Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor.
Yes.
Yeah.
All exciting stuff.
Yeah.
He was saying, he was like, some of the biggest stars in the world are just going to be working every night up in Times Square. And
yeah.
I was like, honestly,
that's
that
actually
is so cool.
So cool, yeah.
Like, what a cool thing to think about. And we're so lucky to live here. But
yeah.
like, but the plays.
I know. The second I walked out, I was like, how do I not go to a play every night?
Every time I go see a play, I say, how do I not go to plays anymore? Like, this is insane. And the tickets are so reasonable, you know. Oh, wait. Speaking of, tickets are very reasonable. And you can get them on Game Time.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Which is amazing.
You can get them on Game Time. They're pretty cheap and they show up right away. Like, they show up like the full price.
Yeah. Just because they aren't a presenting bestie anymore doesn't mean they're not still a bestie in our hearts.
Exactly.
And Game Time is the place to go for tickets for music events, for plays, for sporting events, anything that you could need tickets for. Game Time has got you covered.
Yep.
But plays specifically right now in this moment in time, we got to get to more plays.
Yeah.
Everybody, go see a show. Go out on the town.
Yep. Game Time is how me and Caroline got our tickets for Sunset Boulevard, and it was absolutely phenomenal, worth every penny. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it was so good.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I might literally go tomorrow. Like,
You should. It was literally insane.
That sounds so fun.
So you guys know how much we love Game Time, and now with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. I was looking for tickets for Sunset Boulevard. We saw amazing Game Time Picks deals for the great seats, so me and Caroline were jumping right on it. We got the tickets for
what a fun night.
$90.
She's so good with plays too.
Oh, she's
Caroline.
So good.
Yeah.
And it was a steal because the tickets were out the wazoo in the beginning, so they dropped a little bit, which was so nice. And then if you want to get like us, just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT pick setting at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time pick deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time! Love. Okay, good. So now I have plans for the weekend, and I'll go see that play. I need to see Sunset Boulevard. I need to see Oh Mary still. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
About Mary Todd Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be so funny. And here's the problem. I'll always be like, I want to see this. And then I'll text a group of people that I think like would be good to go with. And I Oh Mary, I texted my, like, you know, Joey and that crew. And I was like, let's all go see it. And they're like, yes, yes, we'd love it. Yes, absolutely. Mm. And then the plans fall apart and everybody forgets. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, I need to, like, follow through. I need to just, like, get the tickets and we got to go.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you have to be proactive about your life.
Yeah.
Right?
I always find it easier, like, to just ask one person.
It always is easier. I'm like, to ask one person. Yeah. Just like, let's just go. One or two people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One time I saw a play, or yeah, it was me, Caroline, Fettelberg, and Trent. And we saw that Iowa, that like corn.
Oh, that's funny.
I forget what it was called, like Shucked.
Was it good?
It was, actually. Yeah. It was really good. And it was like set in Iowa. It was Wizard of Ozzy, to be honest. And maybe I was thinking that just because of the corn. But it was like the girl going, she was going back and forth to Miami. And like, it was really, really funny. It was like a kitschy show.
Yeah,
really
yeah,
fun. Yeah. But yeah, just go with your friends. It's such a fun night out. Even outside of New York City, like there are in other cities all over the place, they have shows and things. And I just feel like we're underutilizing the arts.
Yeah, true.
As always. Could you imagine if Taylor did a play at one point? Oh my God.
Betty play. Love Triangle. Well, folklore play.
I feel like it's not so, it's not so crazy. They turned Mean Girls into a play after it was a movie. Mamma Mia.
Well, literally a play based off ABBA.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think one day we'll have a Taylor Swift themed play.
Play slash movie.
Yes. All right. Shall we get into?
Yes. Let's jump into voicemails and DMs.
Wonderful.
Piggybacking off of the clowning that we missed.
Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace to the clowns.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Haley.
Hey, Haley.
I want to say congratulations to both the Chiefs and the Eagles on their win and to the Super Bowl.
Yay!
Cannot wait to see that.
Me too.
So excited.
It's going to be great.
But I have a thought that I don't know if you guys have talked about in this new episode podcast. I didn't know if you guys knew, but Taylor had took Reputation off of her discography. But if you were to look up her songs and Reputation, they come up, but they don't show the album. Could this be a hint of Reputation about to be dropped? I don't know. I'm excited for it. I hope it comes. I really hope. Who knows? Maybe she'll drop it the day of the Super Bowl. We don't know. But whatever she has tricks up her sleeve, we'll all be happy. Let me hear your thoughts. Thanks. Bye.
Sorry,
thank you, that wishful thinking.
That was a sassy face.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, you were like, no.
I was like, no. There's no way she drops it on Super Bowl. No way.
I agree, I don't think so.
Pinky finger.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
If that happens,
I agree. I don't believe that the whole album would drop. I mean, maybe they'll let them play "Baby, Let the Games Begin."
Oh my God, imagine.
Like we could hear that.
I wanna
maybe.
Be an endgame.
Endgame.
I wanna be a first string. That was good.
I know. I'm going back and forth.
I saw something about the discography, about Reputation getting taken off.
Yeah, I saw that too. But whenever I see those things, I'm always
here we go.
I think it's just a glitch.
Pop Crave. Yeah, right? I mean? Reputation by Taylor Swift is currently not showing on her Spotify discography page. It can still be found in Play Through Search. Most of the stolen versions are not showing on Taylor Swift's Spotify page, including Reputation and Debut.
I love how we call the stolen versions also.
Yeah. I mean...
Oh, clearly I was looking that up last night. I like didn't even remember. See, whatever that weed, the weed that we got the other day.
It's insane.
It's insane.
It's not weed.
It's not weed.
It's crack.
I am like...
No, it's not
last
weed.
Last night I forgot everything I did. I posted a TikTok me singing Peter. I forgot. Like, I forgot that I did that. I was so high. I don't take it back.
No,
but like,
no. It's on another level. Like, it's... I take one giant hit and I'm like... literally, on Mars. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, see, okay. Like, again, whenever this happens, I always kind of assume it's some kind of glitch and people run with it and whatever. But, I mean, Reputation's here, so.
Yes, and no, this happened January 24th.
Okay.
So this happened over the weekend.
She also has, wait a minute. She also has Taylor Swift Karaoke Reputation.
Yeah, that's been there.
Oh, my God, I've never have, what? How have I never seen this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it looks like I got something to do tonight. Tune into my TikTok.
But I mean, it is
for me doing Taylor Swift Karaoke Reputation.
It is interesting how it was Reputation and Debut were the ones that were taken off.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I've been seeing so much on Twitter like those random Twitter accounts that are like Nostradamus Insider or like Music Insider 101. And they're like
the Nostradamus person. That's
new
always...
Taylor is imminent. Like new Taylor's coming like sooner than you think. Like blah, blah, blah.
I mean,
blah,
the Grammys are this
I'm
Sunday.
Like, I can't believe it until I believe it, you know? Like,
yeah,
for sure. Until the words come out of her mouth, it's just going to be so hard to believe. But
do you think she says something at the Grammys? An announcement or a hint or something?
I don't know. I'm very nervous for. We can let's get into the Grammy stuff.
Oh yeah,
because I have some questions about it because.
Perfect. Well, regardless, never fear. Reputation is still back on Spotify. So
yes,
whatever
don't
that
fear.
Was.
And also, like I would just keep one slight eye peeled,
keep an eye open, like
one little
yeah,
like
squint eye,
like peripheral vision, like
a little one of these.
Exactly, like. Yeah. Just be aware because there's some
we don't need to fully clown.
No.
But it's always good to be aware.
Yeah. I do find it interesting how only Rep and Debut were.
I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting.
I just think it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a heart attack, my latte.
Hey girls. So I was wondering
sorry.
What you guys think Taylor is gonna walk home with in the Grammys? I think she's gonna win.
Walk
best,
home with the Grammys.
Well, best collab or whatever for Fortnite with Post Malone.
Oh, what I thought she said.
I don't think she'll win any of the big categories. Unfortunately, I feel like they are just not going to be wanting to do that. Even though she obviously deserves it, I think other people have worked really hard, and she did win Album of the Year last year. So I think it's kind of time for other people to have their moment. But if it's not Taylor. Winning in any of the big categories. I do hope it's like Sabrina or Chapel. Mm-hmm. Sabrina's had such an insane year with like Please 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 and Espresso, of course, and like all that. She's really like campaigned for this album, so I feel like she really deserves it. Also, Charlie really campaigned this year, so I feel like she also deserves awards. But yeah, let me know what you guys think Taylor will be walking home with.
Great question. Great questions.
And can I say?
Yes.
Please don't come for me. I'm like really scared that she's not going to win anything.
I also
just based so not that I don't think that she should win everything because
it.
I do
yeah.
think yes. she should win every award that she's nominated for.
Of course.
I just feel like I've been seeing so much stuff like this Grammy voter like voted for blah blah blah, like this anonymous Grammy voter said this, like this person, like I've just been seeing so many stupid tweets, and I have to of course take tweets with a grain of salt, but like
yeah.
they're all like winner for this is going to be this, winner for that is going to be that, and like none of them are mentioning Taylor, and like it's making me nervous,
right?
Because I just feel like this is such a stacked mm-hmm. category this
it's
year.
Crazy year.
That it really is up to anyone.
Here is my question. Do we think that the Grammys take into account, or which do they weigh more? People watching the show or like making sure everybody gets a piece? You know what I mean? Like making sure everybody gets a little something. Like are they concerned with the fact that she won Album of the Year last year and then wouldn't give it this year because she won last year? Like, is that how they work, or that how people think?
Right.
You know, are they trying to spread the love out? Are they trying to do whatever? Or are they going to give her every award so she's on the TV every 5 minutes?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how they work or how.
It says all voting members should only cast their votes based on the artistic and technical merits of the submitted recordings and products.
For sure. Which I'm sure. Yeah. Right.
So
but
like,
I wonder if that's
yeah.
real, if they adhere to that. You know what I mean? Like, do they really do it like that? Or are they people like us who think like, well, you know, this person did really well and they tried really hard. And
yeah.
so they deserve like something. But
yeah.
I don't know. Like, so here's the thing. I think that if Beyonce doesn't win something, then people will riot. Although, can I be real? I mean, that's not Beyonce's best work. Like, Cowboy Carter?
It's yeah,
great,
I know.
But I don't know what it could win.
I feel like she may win Album of the Year just because Jay-Z, like,
that's,
embarrassed her last year.
Completely. I think, like, if Beyonce wins Album of the Year,
and
not
that sucks.
That, right. That sucks. And I don't think that. I don't think she had the best album. I'm not saying
yeah,
it's
no,
Taylor over her, but I am saying that the
yeah.
the category
personally,
is stacked. No.
Cowboy Carter just kind of I really liked it in when it came out in the summer, and then like yeah it just kind of fell off for me. Or in the spring,
like to me, you know, Billie Eilish is up there.
Yeah,
Chapel
for sure.
Chapel's album is just unbelievable. Like if you're like asking me for real, who had the best album, it might be Chapel. Like I obviously Tortured Poets.
The only thing that throws me off with Chapel is that it didn't come out this year.
True, that's so true.
That's just like what's annoying.
She's nominated for a new artist, right? Grammy for new artist.
Yeah, I think so.
I would like if she won that. I think Sabrina is too, but Sabrina's not
Sabrina
a new artist.
Sabrina's nominated.
So that's.
But I mean,
like
a lot of new artists
that like aren't really
that aren't new artists, like
yeah,
Victoria Monet.
Right.
She won, and she's been around forever.
Exactly.
She's been grinding.
So it doesn't exactly
matter.
It's
Andre 3000, Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish, Chapel, Taylor Swift for album of the year.
Yeah.
So,
can I say one thing about Charlie? Brat was certainly a movement.
Yeah.
Certainly a move.
Oh, Jacob Collier,
moment.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All these things that Brat was certainly had an impact on culture. And I think that alone is what it could win for in a few categories.
Yeah.
Do I think it was the best album in that list? Absolutely fucking not.
No.
Are you kidding me? Like, I mean, the songs are fun. They're dance songs, like whatever. But is there like a dance electro category she could win? Like that,
yeah, there
I
is.
Think is, makes more sense. You know what I mean? Like, Brat is lyrically not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, and yeah, the sound is good, but they're club songs.
Yeah.
And I just don't think, compared to the work that the other artists have put into their albums, I don't think it's on the same level.
Yeah.
I think that Charlie certainly campaigned out the ass for it, and she deserves recognition for it, but I don't think album of the year is like what it deserves, you know?
I agree.
But
I'm just
I don't know who deserves it.
I'm manifesting a full sweep for Taylor. Literally full sweep.
I would love it. No, I would love it. Fuck him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I really feel like Tortured Poets was just such a,
so good
beyond any of these albums. Like
I know
I'm so biased, but it's just like if you look
no
at
one
the,
holds a candle
lyrically,
to it lyrically
no one,
one
holds,
holds
a
candle,
to
Bill,
any
like
of
maybe
these songs.
Billy comes
there's
close,
30
but not even.
Songs on this album, and every single one of them is good besides I Can Fix Him, but that's
but
besides
we don't have
the
to
point.
Talk about that right now.
That's
yeah,
besides
yeah.
the point.
No, really, I can't.
Oh,
I mean, I'll
really,
sing it. It's short, you know.
Oh, maybe I can't. But like,
I just still know every word, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. it's just crazy to me that I have this doubt in my mind because mm-hmm. she is Taylor Swift, and mm-hmm. like this album is so fucking good. Like, it is a masterpiece of an album.
Yeah.
But I just feel like she has a bias towards her, and I don't know. I just feel like people are going to be like, oh, like, you know, give it
you
to someone.
You want enough.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I'm wondering, are people going to do that?
I'm,
or are they going to judge
even,
objectively?
Like, yeah, like the vote, like the Grammy voters.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
exactly.
You know, she just won last year. But, like, that's not fair.
It's not fair,
that's
but that's,
not
that's
how we should
what
be
I'm
voting.
Asking.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
my, like, original question is, like, are these people, do we trust these people to be, to judge based on, you know, the album alone or the lyrics, the talent? Like, can they judge objectively? Is my question. I'm questioning the Academy of Grammys.
Me
like,
too.
I'm just curious. So I'm very interested to see how things play out. I think that as a Swiftie community, if we lose, we lose graciously. If mm-hmm. We win graciously.
Yeah.
And that is it. There's no stunting. Don't get involved in the fights online and the stan wars. That's what they want. They want us all to fight.
Yeah.
There's room at the top for everyone. And if your fave doesn't win, it's okay.
Yeah.
And everybody did such a good job this year with their albums. And every album nominated is you know, overrun with women, which we love to see. But just remember to be normal online about it, you know? Because I feel like people just get weird.
Yeah.
And I hope that the other stan groups adhere to the same rules, but they won't.
No.
They're the worst.
Well,
stan culture's the worst.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Well, they're a bad Swiftie.
They're
bad Swifties,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll be fighting the Beehive, the Bayhive.
Yeah, Bayhive.
We'll be fighting the Brats.
The Brats, the Billie Eilish fans.
Yeah, what are they called? The eyelashes?
The eyelashes, probably. That's like they should be if they're not.
Yeah,
the eyelashes.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's a good name.
Billy's eyelashes.
All right, let's do one more before we wrap up.
Perf.
Okay, this one's funny. Hi, Taylor Watch. Absolutely love your podcast. It's the outlet I need for being a Swiftie when Swiftie friends are in short supply.
Yay.
I have a question. What should we as a fan base say when we see a Swiftie in the wild? Sports teams have their sayings, go Birds, Chiefs Kingdom. Mm-hmm. When I see a Swiftie, there should be a quick passing by phrase to say you support Taylor Swift and are a fellow fan. Let me know. This has been bugging me for a while. Again, love your show, girls. Kendall.
Gia, I have to be so real. I didn't hear the second half. Like, I was listening and something happened to me just now. I looked at the clock. And then my brain wiped clean. I have no idea. All I heard was Kendall. Sorry.
From the top.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
That was right now. If you look at the camera, my eyes are like,
You're good.
I'm so sorry.
I'll read the second half. Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
What should we as a fan base say when we see a Swiftie in the wild? Sports teams have their sayings, go Birds. When I see a Swiftie, there should be a quick passing by phrase to say you support TS and our fellow fan. Let me know. This has bugged me for a while.
That is
Kendall.
That's so good. Thank you, Kendall. And I'm sorry for not listening the first time. That is a really good question.
I know. I was thinking about it and I was just like,
you know how like they have you have things in like your sorority that you say?
Yeah.
Like to people like I'm a Kappa Delta, so it's like AOT, like theta. Say that stuff.
Yeah.
But AOT to all my Kappa Delta ladies. But
T-Lam, that's what we say.
That's T-Lam.
Yeah. Theta love in mine.
Ooh, cute. I think my friend Alex is Theta. I have to ask her.
I think Zeta does Z-Lam. Like Zeta love in mine, bitches.
Zlam, they do Zlam.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did you hate Zetas too? We hated Zetas as well.
Yeah, we have beef with the Zetas. Zetas,
sorry,
Zetas.
To the Zetas. There are some good Zetas. That's a really good question. Like I don't know what could
the
it
first
be?
Thing that came to mind is like, peace.
Yeah, peace. Right? Peace. Is that too deep of a cut?
Yeah, like
hard hands.
Oh yeah,
that could be cute.
That's kind of cute.
Hard hands is cute.
But that's kind of like what if you have like things in your hand?
True. What if we just say drop everything now.
Yeah, just start singing
in
their face.
The pouring rain. Kiss me on the sidewalk. Take away the pain. Cause I see sparks fly whenever you smile. Hit me with
those green eyes, baby, as the lights go down. Then the person's like,
and they're like,
I gotta get to work.
Yeah, I gotta go. And they're like, right, it's like how whenever that guy on TikTok that like sings to random people.
Oh yeah,
and then
yeah,
they have
yeah,
to stand
yeah.
there like,
nice. Yeah. Can I sing for you?
Yes, that's literally.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to think about it.
Yeah.
We'll have to think about it and maybe we'll institute something. Maybe we'll start something.
Ooh.
How fun.
That would be fun.
We started something.
Oh my God.
We'll think about it.
Let's start a trend.
Yeah, we'll start a trend.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
Perfect.
But
perfect.
And let us know if you think of anything, Kendall.
Yeah, if anybody has ideas for that.
Yeah,
That's a really good idea. Hard hands is the best we got, but we need something for if your hands are full.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
oh,
maybe
man.
Like half a hard hand.
Yeah, something.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But all right, wow, what a lovely day.
Lovely day,
lovely episode.
We will be filming a little fun Valentine's video after this.
Yes, we are. That's why we have to wrap it up, because we gotta talk to some of the boys in the office.
Ooh.
So you guys will see that next week. And thank you to everybody who called in or wrote in to us. We love it. And we always have so much fun on our Thursday episodes. Next you see us, we'll record on Monday.
Yep.
And then, so our Tuesday episode will come out as planned. And then our Thursday episode will be in NOLA.
Yes. So exciting.
Very exciting. So looking forward to seeing you guys next week. And love you.
Love you guys.